The next part of the conclusion refers to a chart. The title is Charting an Improved Action Research Project. The chart has three columns. The first column at the left is CREED standards. The second column in the middle is a question, standard met in fall of 17. And the third column to the far right of the chart at the top, ideas for improving in spring 18. So those are the three columns. We'll just go down one standard at a time, the seven standards of effective pedagogy for at-risk students from the Center for Research on Education, Diversity and Excellence. CREED.org is where you can find these standards. Okay, joint productive activity. In the fall of 17, there were PowerPoint presentations that the students did, lesson plans, reports, posters, as examples of joint productive activity. Ideas for improving in spring 18, maintain these, and the instructor describes his own action research experience for the students also. The instructor participates more fully, describing his own action research. Okay, language and literacy. Was the standard met in fall 17? There was speech giving. There were written reports. Ideas for improving in spring 18, maintain these and look at introducing bi-weekly updates from students on the projects. Just a kind of bi-weekly update on the project that includes writing and reporting. Contextualization and relevance, the third CREED standard. Okay, in this project this fall, students chose the focus and objectives for their lesson plans based on their career hopes. Maintain this in the next round, but also pre-test, get a kind of pre-test survey to determine even more about what students are interested in and could get out of this activity. Okay, the next CREED standard covered in this chart, complex thinking or cognitive challenge. And for this activity, this action research project in the fall of 17, there's no, the instructor could not come up with any definitive evidence of having addressed or aligned to this CREED standard of complex thinking and cognitive challenge. In the next round, a suggestion is more interactive dynamic for biographies and evidence base. So getting more interactive with the student teams as they're developing the biographies, giving them more feedback, more assistance, more suggestions, and their evidence base part of the project. Instructional conversation, the fifth CREED standard. Again, the instructor could not find any definitive evidence aligning to this standard, this important standard. And And the suggestion is for next round, raise classroom management awareness early in the process. So this comes out of an idea from Kevin Splikal, who spoke to one of these classes about classroom management. It was of great interest to the students. Also, in addition to the lesson plan presentation he made, and there should be something more in classroom management and in that kind of awareness early in the semester process, where instructional conversation can be addressed as part of the action research project. Demonstration and modeling, Creed standard number 6. The only evidence that the instructor found was in the lesson planning session by Dr. Splikal. There have already been talks to maintain that, but also adding objectives, adding examples to more clearly to model for the students each task related to this action research project. Student-directed activity is the 7th Creed standard of effective pedagogy. The instructor did not find any definitive evidence, and in the next round wants to look at ways to give students leadership roles in developing agendas, schedules, and deadlines for the different steps, the different phases of the action research project. So that's an accounting by way of comparing to the 7 Creed standards and looking at strengths and areas for improvement in the way that this action research project was taught this semester.